Here in the upper Midwest, we certainly treasure the times of year when we can garden outdoors. But I think one of the realities we deal with is that for a variety of reasons, we do spend a lot of time indoors. So having a range of houseplants that are best at different seasons, to me, it just makes a whole lot of sense. Larry Mueller here. So glad you could join us for this edition of Garden Talk. My guest today is Tova Martin, who is the author of a dozen gardening books, including the one we're going to zero in on today. The book today is The Unexpected Houseplant, 220 Extraordinary Choices for Every Spot in Your Home. And I tell you what, she's a horticulture industry veteran, sought-after speaker and trainer. She joins us from her home in Connecticut. Tova, thank you for joining us on Garden Talk. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Larry.
It's wonderful to have you with us, and I'm loving your book. What a gorgeous book!
Oh, thank you. Well, it was a really fun project, and I've been an indoor gardener, I guess, pretty much my whole life. Certainly, my whole adult life. Part of my young life too. So, I've been doing it a while.
You know, you look at indoor houseplants and indoor gardening, as you call it, I think a little differently from many of us. What's your philosophy?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a no-holds-barred gardener in general, but in houseplants, I don't see why I should just stay with the same old, the things that have been "quote unquote sanctioned houseplant." I try just about everything indoors, and that kind of leads me into things like primroses, which are on the cover of the book.
Yes.
Now those aren't your ordinary houseplants, but I've got to tell you, they work.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. Why not? You know.
Well, what does make a good What does make a plant a good candidate for a houseplant? Now, certainly not every plant can be a good houseplant. Do they differ from the garden perennials?
Well, they do. When I work with plants that are perennials, like the primroses, and I do that, primroses is just one example. I also do tiarellas. I do heucheras. I do several other perennial plants, but I select perennials like hellebores that like the shade, because I can't give them as much sun as a sun-loving perennial would get outside.
Sure. It makes absolutely good sense. I want to give our listeners a chance to join in, and maybe you have a favorite houseplant as you're listening in. What do you love about it? Or have you ever tried forcing bulbs to enjoy them when the snow is still on the ground? Those are a couple things we can talk about with you. You may have a question about your own houseplants. I hope you'll give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. I'd like to know if there are some houseplants that you have that are sort of non-traditional. That'd be kind of fun to hear about, too. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. Or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show, post a photo and a question there, and we would certainly love to hear from you as we talk with our guest today, Tova Martin, about her book, The Unexpected Houseplant, 220 Extraordinary Choices for Every Spot in Your Home. And I think people expect that in an indoor gardening book, you're going to have seasons, maybe, but not in a book focusing on houseplants. talk a little bit more about why you organized it that way, and what determines which season a houseplant would fall under.
Well, what determined which season had a lot to do with when it was really performing, or when I really focused in on it. Or in the case of, I do grow a lot of herbs, so herbs are easy in the summer, but I did them in the winter because that's when we really need to grow herbs inside for many reasons, our sense of smell, but also our sense of taste. So there you go. But, Larry, another thing about the unexpected houseplant. And unexpected houseplants and things, something that I hope your listeners will might call in about, is that it's partly about presentation, that, you know, you don't have to do, you don't have to bring that plant home in its plastic pot and keep it there. You know, they can look great. They can look like part of your decor. And you can be really, really creative with containers.
I just love, you know, the photography in your book is just absolutely outstanding. But Judith, my producer, and I were commenting before the show on how just how creative your containers are and just how lovely every photo is. It's just, oh, you've just done a marvelous job with presenting these plants in your home.
Well, thank you. Kendra Kleineff was the photographer for the book, and she is just brilliant and a gardener herself, so there you go. But you can harness all sorts of things. In the book, I have, you know, I do things like, I do pots that are, you know, containers, but I also do things like I repurpose architectural salvage, like and industrial salvage, like some things are cylinders that I just, metal cylinders from the industrial age that I use for containers, and they work great because many of them were used for pouring metals back and forth, and they had little openings that could be used as drainage. But you can use all kinds of things, and that's part of the fun of it.
Oh, absolutely. Ruth and Ladysmith has a question for you, so let's go there. Ruth, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I'm wondering, do you know how to grow clivia so that it blooms? I've had this clivia plant for, 6 years, and it bloomed one bloom once, and I read that you're supposed to keep it fairly dry, which I've been doing. Other than that, I don't know.
Well, when did it bloom when it bloomed?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Too long ago. Okay.
6 years ago.
Years ago. In distant history.
Right.
Well, the thing about clivia, and it actually, they were named for Lady Clive, so it is clivia, technically. But, you know, in gardening, it's all, if you say it, just say it with definition. There you
right.
go. You know, I find that people say they need a little bit of a dormant period in the fall, and that's when you can sort of dry them out and, you know, withhold water a little bit. But, you know, I've never really done that. I don't put them into a forced dormancy. I just give them a slight rest in the fall. You know, I mean, just don't water them quite as often. I give them indirect light, but the trick to clivias I've found is that they really like to be pot bound.
Oh, okay.
Don't be too generous.
Okay,
it's
in a kind of a fairly large pot, but it is growing a lot, so I'll just leave it in there for a long time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The trick to many of those plants is just, you know, we play too good of a host to things. And we also, I think, especially American gardeners, are the great feeders.
Yeah.
You know, food is love in this country, and we do that. Sometimes we do that a little too much, I think.
Okay. We are talking today with Tova Martin, who is the author of The Unexpected Houseplant, 220 Extraordinary Choices for Every Spot in Your Home. Enjoying talking with her. And also enjoying talking with Judith Sears-Poisson, my producer. We'll get back to our conversation about houseplants in a minute or two here. But I want to take time to remind you that Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported. We're in our fall membership drive. Judith with me, as I mentioned, and we're asking you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now and make your pledge of support.
We really need it right now. Last hour, we heard from 27 listeners. Thank you so much for those pledges. This hour, new goal. Our goal is 70 pledges. That's 7-0. So we really need your help to get there. These goals are extremely important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussions going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio. So take a moment right now and give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, every weekday from 11 to 12:30, pretty much we take a break from the news and from politics, and we try to focus on how-to topics, or I call them advice topics, interesting things going on at the university and in the state, health issues, finances. Today, we're in garden talk, so we're talking about houseplants today.
And there's a not-so-secret ingredient to this winning recipe, and that's listener support. And that means your support. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs, and as an added incentive, we have something special for you.
Very special.
Yeah, you can get The Unexpected Houseplant by Tova Martin when you pledge $150. It's a beautiful book. Ask for it now when you make your pledge of $150 or more at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
You might be wondering why we're asking you to give at this particular moment. Well, because you're listening right now, and you're thinking about it right now.
It's the right thing to do, and you'll feel good when you do it. WPR is an important public service. You will be making an investment in quality music, entertainment, news, and talk.
And we use your donations wisely, putting them into the programs that you hear and appreciate every day. So please support this station you value right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Some gifts are personal, like birthday or anniversary presents, but other gifts are meant to be shared, like a sustaining membership in Wisconsin Public Radio. When you give $5 or $10 a month as a sustainer, your gift helps keep the more than 200,000 people who listen every day informed and entertained. Become a sustainer today.
And you can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry and Judith here asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50, or maybe it's $100, or maybe it's $500. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we just heard about personal gifts and community gifts. Well, Matthew from Wauwatosa pledged today in the amount of his age. So happy birthday, Matthew. I'm hoping Matthew's at least 150 years old because then he can pick up on the unexpected houseplant gift. Well, you know, everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is the result of thoughtful preparation. We do our homework so that you get the highest quality radio programs. Thank you for making this professionalism possible with your support. Make it possible right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can get The Unexpected Houseplant by Tova Martin for your pledge of $150 or more.
And on Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform and inspire you, programs that entertain and engage you. And I would say on The Larry Mueller Show, you get all four of those things pretty much all at the same time. You get these programs at the touch of a button or a click of a mouse anytime you want.
And what makes it all possible? You do it. People who contribute to make it happen for themselves and for others.
We are still looking for 69 more pledges, Larry, in this hour.
We are stuck on 69.
Yeah,
we need
to
move.
One little pledge came in so far. Not so little, but
nice pledge,
but we need your help. Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you've decided to give, and how you'd like to pay for it. Think about using a credit card. It saves time, postage, and paper, and puts your money to work right away. But no matter how you choose to give or how much, take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I might have to make another pledge myself today just to get us off that 69.
I know.
I'm going to throw in another.
Or maybe somebody else will. But
I'm going to throw in another contribution. I'm going to pledge
all
again
right
today.
Well,
that'll make it only 68.
There you go.
How about you? You can join. I pledged yesterday. I'm pledging again today.
Yeah. I pledged yesterday and on Monday.
You can help us make our goal at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you will definitely want to ask for the Unexpected Houseplant by Tova Martin with your pledge of $150 or more. Gorgeous book. Great for you. Great for a gift. You'll want to pick it up. You can do that by pledging now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, consider becoming a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews every year, breaks your pledge into affordable monthly installments. Easy to set up. Great way to make a lasting impact. Please give now. You choose the giving method that works for you at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
And Sarah from Madison says, we just moved to Madison and love WPR. We are not first-time contributors to public radio, but after living here for 2 months, this is our first time donating to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks. Well, thank you, Sarah. And join Sarah with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The time is now.
Right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Talking with Tova Martin today, the author of a dozen gardening books, including The Unexpected Houseplant, 220 Extraordinary Choices for Every Spot in Your Home. Great to have her along. And I think let's take some calls. Marge in Green Bay has been waiting to talk, and let's go to her. Marge, hi. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that.
And what's on your mind today?
Well, I've got these two beautiful cats who I finally gave up over the years of having cats, of having anything but cactuses, because they're grazers.
Oh, okay.
And so they, about the only thing they don't touch is the real prickly kind. They do chew my Christmas cactus, so that, you know, they make them bloom better. But are there any plants out there, or any other plants out there that cats won't chew?
All right. What do you think, Tova?
Well, you know what I do? I'm a fellow feline fanatic. How's that?
Yeah, we have two cats in our home, too, so.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing you can do is that you can, one of the easiest things to do is to grow your plants in a terrarium. I love that solution. Of course, you can't do cacti and succulents in a terrarium, but there are a lot of plants you can do in a terrarium, and that ends that problem right there. But what I do for my cat is I grow him cat grass, I grow him herbs, and I grow him some of the grasses that he just chews on, and those are his plants. And I've got hundreds of plants. He leaves the rest of them totally alone.
Wow. That is
great. They can eat any kind of herb plant and not be sick.
Well, you want to check that. You know what you can do? You can ASPCA has a website, and that you can check on that for, and they have the plants listed. So, you know, anything that it might be poisonous is listed there to cats. So you want to check that first.
Yep.
I've never thought about the herbs too much. I know there are other plants that you can't have in your house if you have cats, and those I don't.
Yeah, but the herbs, I think most of the herbs are fine. But that's good advice from Tova to go to the ASPCA website.
There's a special little, you'll see on the bar, it'll tell you where to look for that information, and it's very, very helpful. On that, I always check it out. But you know, another thing you can do is try to put your plants where they can't reach them. I have never, my cat has never touched a cacti or a succulent. But everybody's kitty is different, isn't it?
It sure is. Thanks, Marge. Good luck. Appreciate your call, Nancy and Madison. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a mandevilla. Well, I have two. I've split it. It's huge. I try and bring it in every year, and I cannot keep it. It drops every leaf it has. They come back when you... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What was the question? Do they come back when you
put it outside, it'll get leaves slowly, and it's full of leaves and it's full of blooms.
Okay.
But the minute I bring it in, whether it be in a window or where, and they don't die, they just lose every leaf.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a very good question, because some plants do that when you bring them in. I find that hibiscus is also a major offender on that. It drops all its leaves. Are you, by any chance, just a question, are you using gas cooking or heating?
Yes.
That might have a little bit to do with it. Some plants are sensitive to that. Hmm. But even if you didn't, all my hibiscus and lose their leaves when I bring them in. And so some of the mandevillas do. It depends on the variety. It's sort of nature of the beast on that one. As long as you can get it to survive to the next spring, bring it out again. It's unfortunate that it's not being a good houseplant, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Nancy. At least hang on to it. I guess you just don't prominently display those particular plants. Leslie in Hartford. Hi to you. Thanks for. By the way, before we go to Leslie, you can join in too. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Post a question or a comment or a photo right there. Now let's go to Leslie. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I have already brought in a big castor bean plant. And a passion vine, I think I'm going to have to repot the castor bean because I think it's going to need a little more room than it's got. But I've also got some elephant ears that I've had out front in front of the porch, and they're just huge. And I'm wondering, you know, I hear I can just take the rhizome and put that in the bag in the basement and just start it over next year. But what if I brought it in? What do you think?
Now, this is the elephant ears we're talking about now, or the castor bean?
I guess I'm wondering on how all three of them would actually do.
Okay.
I'm kind of scared of that castor bean because I know how big they can get.
Yeah. The castor bean, I think you might want to start again next year. I've never grown a castor bean as a houseplant. Of course, they are poisonous. So you've got to watch out for children and animals on that. So the castor bean, that might be the one, you know, if you're short on room, that might be the guy that's got to go. On the elephant ears, the calocasias, I think you mean on that, and they are they make good houseplants if you've got warm growing conditions. You can also let them go into dormancy because they are bulbs. So that's another way you can just, you know, sort of cut back the foliage, store
sure.
the tuber, and that's just fine on that. Remind me, what was the third?
It's a passion vine.
A passion vine makes, you know, it's part of the romance of an indoor garden, I think, to have
yeah.
something climbing around your life like that. It's just jasmines or passion flowers with their tendrils, you know, climbing around the home. That, you know, it's just such a fun thing that I would say, try to keep that one going. Now, what you're going to want for that is full sun, you know, as much light. That would be a south-facing window if you could. And, you know, put it as close as you can to those window panes. And sort of, if you can, just make it, you know, rotate it if you could. But what you can do on that is you can probably cut it way back at this point because they grow like lightning. So cut it back and let it start, you know, leave about maybe 6 inches and let it start growing anew. And then your winter fun, your big entertainment besides listening to this show will be to watch that that passion flower just begin to leaf out and run around.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, doesn't
yeah.
it? Thanks, Tova. That's a great description. Tova Martin, our guest today, author of The Unexpected Houseplants. I'm Larry Mueller here on Garden Talk on the Ideas Network. Talking with Tova Martin, author of The Unexpected Houseplant. Great to have you listening in. Thanks for listening. And call us if you have a question, 1-800-642-1234. Sharon in Ashland, it's your turn. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling about an oxialis plant that I have. I've had it now for several years, and it wasn't looking very good. So I decided to put it outside in my flower garden. It added great texture and color to my garden. I loved it, and I thought it did very well. So I dug it back out, and I've brought it back in the house now. And, of course, it's drooping. It doesn't look well. And I'm just curious to know if it may come back.
Is this oxalis plant, does it come from bulbs? Because there's tree type, you know, and there's bulb types on those. Do you know?
I don't know because I received it from a friend, so I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Well, if it's got like shamrock-like leaves, am I right?
It does.
Leaves, yeah.
It colors at night. Mm-hmm.
And I think you probably got one of the bulbous type. Now, when you dug it, did you dig out all the soil with it and all the bulbs?
I did, yes.
Good, good. So that's a good start. And most of the oxalis like a lot of light. That would be a south window. You want to keep them away from your radiator or any type of heat source if you can.
Oh.
And don't overwater it.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I know it doesn't like a lot of water, and I do have it in a south window. So
good.
I just have to give it a little more time, and it's going to perk itself up for the winter then.
You know, sometimes they pout a little.
Especially when they're brought in from outside. You know, their light suddenly gets cut by a huge amount.
They were in summer camp, and you brought them in.
I just thought I'm going to try this and see what happens because it wasn't looking very good, and I have to say it looked beautiful outside in my flower garden because it's just the color that you don't get from a lot of plants, and it added nice texture. So I was happy I kept it over the summer and kept it outside in my garden.
I'm glad you did, too.
Well, you know, the one thing you've got to, I think a problem that a lot of people have when they move things in from outside, especially digging them up, is they put them in too large of a container when they bring them inside. There's no need to, you know, overdo on that because then you might overwater. So if you pretty much put it back into the container that it came from, if you can. That's a good formula.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for
calling.
Yeah, appreciate your call very much as well. Talking today with Tova Martin, author of a dozen gardening books, including The Unexpected Houseplant. And we're really great to have her with us today. And great to have you listening in as well. You know, here at Wisconsin Public Radio, we are listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and we are in our fall membership drive. Larry here with Judith Sears-Poisson joining us as well, here today to raise money in support of the programs you enjoy on this station. So I hope you'll make your gift now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. The amount, well, that's up to you. We appreciate every donation, because every dollar you give makes a difference. So give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You can give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help pay for the programs like Garden Talk that you depend on. We're looking for 58 more pledges in the next 25 minutes. We need your help. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We get such good guests on Wisconsin Public Radio because they know you'll ask great questions and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. So your support makes this possible. You are the most reliable part of our budget. Thanks in advance for making your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And one of those good guests is Tova Martin, who Larry's been talking with this hour. You can choose to get her book, The Unexpected Houseplant, as your thank you gift for your pledge of $150 or more. Your pledge will help support the programs, and you'll enjoy this gorgeous book. So make your pledge now. Any amount, of course, is appreciated at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR exists because people contribute. And when we all give, our contributions add up to make this program possible. Your contribution really does make a difference.
So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's really as simple as that. One pledge at a time, you make this station possible.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I'm a student at Carthage College. I'm probably not your typical listener. I'm, you know, in my 30s, and I have children at home. But I started listening to public radio a couple years back, and I listen every day, and on weekends, I tend to tune that in rather than turn the TV on. And I just am really pleased to hear the opinions of my peers, older generations and younger generations, and it's just really a nice forum for discussion.
And we hope you will go to WPR right now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. Larry and Judith here asking for your support of the Wisconsin public radio programs that you count on. And thanks in advance for your gift, whether it was $50 or $100 or $500 or $1,200, whatever the amount, that was the amount right for you at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
If you're anything like me, you've learned about so many issues from Wisconsin Public Radio. For example, on The Larry Mueller Show, winterizing your home, how to fix your computer, how to successfully grow gardens inside and out, how to spot birds, how to stay healthy. So many really useful topics.
Whatever it is, Wisconsin Public Radio is here for you, and we're watching for the latest information on topics that interest you. So I hope you'll invest in your future listening by donating right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still looking for 57 pledges in the next 20 minutes, so please help us make that goal. We often say that it's easy to support Wisconsin Public Radio. The easiest way is to become a sustainer. A sustaining membership is one that's ongoing, either from your bank account or a credit or debit card.
Because it automatically renews, you don't have to remember to renew every year. So choose the monthly amount that's right for you, be it $10 or $20 or $50 or $100, whatever it is. Set it up at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Some people give $5 a month. Many give $10, $15, $20, or more even. The idea is to pick the amount that works for you and then make the commitment and enjoy the ease of giving ongoing support to WPR.
And we are still looking for 57 pledges in the next 20 minutes. Help us make our goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Linda from Milwaukee says, both my husband and I thoroughly enjoy WPR's daily programs, whether we listen at the gym, in the car, or at home. Thank you for such intelligent radio.
And you can ask for The Unexpected Houseplant by Tova Martin with your pledge of $150 or more. So I really hope you'll pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And when you make your pledge, consider becoming a sustainer. It really is easy for you and great support for us. Your sustaining membership automatically renews each year, and it breaks your pledge into affordable monthly installments, just like other bills that you pay. It's easy to set up, and it's a great way to make a lasting impact. The important thing is give now. You choose the giving method that works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, looking for 56 more pledges in the next 18 minutes.
And Linda from Milwaukee, Wisconsin says, both my husband and I thoroughly enjoy WPR's daily programs, whether we listen at the gym, in the car, or at home. Thanks for such intelligent radio.
And Camilla says, from Madison, says, WPR not only answers questions that I've had before, it introduces brand new questions for me to think about, too. It's like a feast for your brain. Well, Camilla, we're happy that you're feasting with us. Help us feast on some great pledges right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help us out right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 as we visit with Tova Martin, author of a dozen gardening books, including The Unexpected Houseplant. You're going to love this book. It's the subtitle is The 220 Extraordinary Choices for Every Spot in Your Home and in Every Season. And she's just the photographer. There's great advice in there and entertaining. She's an entertaining writer, but also some of the best photography of its kind that I have actually seen in a book. It's just absolutely gorgeous, and partly because she's so imaginative with how she displays her plants. It's just wonderful. Great to have her along. Again, if you want to join in, call us at 1-800-642-1234. Kamal in Elkhorn, I think, is up next. Hi, Kamal. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for a great show. I've been trying to grow plants from the banana family. We went to California once. We saw the birds of paradise, and I actually brought one to Wisconsin. And since then, I've tried to grow other plants from the banana family indoors, and they just, I don't know what's the matter with them. They just die out, and I don't know what it is that I'm doing. I have a fairly good success with other plants. It's not that I'm plant naive, but I just don't know what I'm doing wrong with them. Is this just something that doesn't grow well in Wisconsin, or?
Well, yeah, it wouldn't grow well outside for sure, and for a lot of inside, those plants need a lot of sun, don't they, Tova?
Yeah, that's it might be sun. I mean, it is so much fun to try things that are big and beautiful like that. And let me ask you, does it actually die or does it go dormant and you can bring it out again?
No, what happens is, there are different plants because they have a core and their stem is actually, the main trunk is formed by the collection of the, how to explain it, the part that sticks the leaf out. So
right,
what happens
right.
is the core just rots out. So
ooh.
the new bud just flops over because there's it just rots out, and I don't know if it's some kind of fungus or is it just some nutritional or is it something sun or is it temperature?
No, I don't think that, and it's not all about Wisconsin. It's not a Wisconsin problem. Don't worry about that.
No.
It's not a Wisconsin problem. But what they need is as much light as you can possibly give them if you're going to keep it growing. And what I sounds from the rot description like you might be overwatering. And again, I think that people sometimes put things in too large containers. That means that a lot of wet soil around the plant. I would suggest to really reduce your watering if rot is your problem.
Okay.
Without seeing all these things or without seeing it, but
yeah.
That's my gut reaction that you are overwatering that plant and it's caused, because that would be what would cause rot.
Well, there you go. Good luck. Thank you, Kamal, for calling. Appreciate it. Tova Martin, our guest. I'm Larry Mueller here on Garden Talk on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Tova Martin, our guest today, author of The Unexpected Houseplants. Lots of people online to visit with you, Tova. So let's go to Paul in Watertown next. Hi, Paul. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I love this show. I thought I was one of the only ones. every fall, I pull in all of my herbs. And 4 years ago, a hardware store, I rescued at the late season a couple of decorative cabbage, very small. I brought them in the winter. I grew them. This is the fourth year. I just brought them in, repotted them, 6.5 feet tall.
Wow. For a cabbage?
Yeah, the stems look like palm trees because where each leaf falls off, you got that wedge. But the top has the big cabbage on it. No, I just brought them in again. They love
wow.
it.
Wow.
4 years old. Also, the lady with the elephant ears, you can grow them inside. They do really well, except you need a lot of room because they'll get big.
Yeah, they do get big. But, congratulations, because the ornamental cabbage is a great idea. I bring every year a ornamental kale in and watch it, you know, kind of erupt into a blossom. And it's so much fun. So much fun. And talk about a plant that you don't have to worry about your pets with. So, you know, it's really a fun thing to do. And, you know, and can I just take this moment to talk just a minute about the aesthetic quality? You know, plants are like green therapy. Why would you not do that inside in the middle of the winter? What do you need more than a little green in the middle of the winter besides a little listen to the public radio, right? Or together with a little listen. How's that?
I think that's wonderful. And you're right. I mean, lots of plants in the wintertime, well, at all times of the year, but especially in the wintertime, if you've got a lot of plants around, it just lifts your spirit.
That's great. I've also got now they're 5-year-old Gerbera daisies that I bring in and out. And every January I'll get more flowers on them, and that's beautiful Gerbera daisies in January.
Oh.
You know, I've never tried those. That's a really good idea. They probably need a lot of light, right?
Not too much. I keep them in a shaded room with blinds, and I'll open the blinds during the day, and they're just fine.
Wow.
They're
just
fine.
Wow.
Got to give it a try. You got to give it a try, Tova.
I'm going to give that a try, right? Well, you know, this weekend I'll pick one up and give it a try.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it very much. Debbie in Lake Elmo, Minnesota, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've got two beautiful tuberous begonias that I brought in the pots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The shade. You know, all summer they're doing wonderful. They're so pretty. I had to bring them in. They're bright yellow, bright red. And so I have them now facing south, you know, in a patio door, and the leaves are starting to fall off pretty good, but it's still just gorgeous with all the blooms. And I'm just wondering, can I continue to keep them in the house, or is it just an annual?
Well, they're not just annuals. You can save that bulb because they are, you know, the tuberous begonias come from a tuber. So you can save that. They are going to go dormant. This is their slumber time. So they are going to go dormant during the winter, but you can save that tuber. Just let it go dry, let it go dormant, and cut off the foliage when it starts to look very sad. And then just start them over again. We would start them in February and March, just when you need a little bit of something to watch, right?
Yeah.
Start them over again and watch them begin to grow. What fun in the middle of the winter.
No.
I'll have to give that a try. That's great. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Janet Marshfield, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering about Christmas cactuses. I have three of them. They're all turning red on the tips. When is it time to put them in dark and stop watering them so they bloom for Christmas?
Well, they are pretty much photosensitive. I found that you really don't have, on the Christmas cactus, you don't have to do an enforced dark period. You can just let them, you know, they sort of know the rhythm of the seasons and will perform accordingly. They're not really like poinsettias in that way.
If you keep them in a kind of a little bit cooler perhaps place with and a little darker and don't water so much, you're going to get all kinds of blooms.
Give them a little rest.
Give them a little rest from certainly no fertilizing. And less water than you think they need.
Right. A little hold off on the fertilizer. I normally stop fertilizing my houseplants from November to March anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Tova Martin, our guest. She is the author of a dozen gardening books, including The Unexpected Houseplant, 220 Extraordinary Choices for Every Spot in Your Home. Larry Mueller here. Judith Sears-Poisson joins us. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive as well. Giving now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. That's what keeps this program going strong, and it only takes a few minutes of your time. So invest in your future right now with a donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 50 more pledges in the next 8 minutes. That sounds like a big goal, and it is. But I know there are more than 50 of you out there listening. So right now, your pledge helps keep this program going strong. It's fertilizer for Garden Talk. It keeps you going strong and keeps us going strong. So make your contribution right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Chances are the Ideas Network has covered an issue close to you, whether it's healthcare or state issues or technology. Certainly every Friday we're here with a wonderful Garden Talk program. It's one of our most popular programs on Wisconsin Public Radio, our daily shows for sure. Because WPR touches your life, I hope you'll make a pledge in support of this program or the other programs that you enjoy on the station at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Still need 49 more pledges in the next 7 minutes. You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on Wisconsin Public Radio. Consider asking for The Unexpected Houseplant by Tova Martin as your thank you gift when you give $150 or more. That's at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you might spend more money than you realize during the course of a day. I do. I know that. When I stop to think about it, you get a cup of coffee, you get a lunch, you get a newspaper. Adds up to a lot of money over the course of a month.
I'm guessing you also listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every day. It's just as important as those other daily things you enjoy. So spend some money on it.
Pledge your support right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Christine Guderian-Getz. I live in Fitchburg. I've been listening to public radio for at least 20 years. It's refreshing to listen to programs that are balanced with knowledgeable hosts and callers.
Some of those oaks, there's not enough oaks planted, Deborah. I'm so glad that you're of the philosophy to plant those.
I'm going to go out and water it right now.
Good. You do that. Thanks, Deb.
It has absolutely enriched my life.
And I hope you will contribute. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry and Judith here asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. And whether it's $50 or $1,200, anything above, below, or in between, I hope you'll give now. We certainly appreciate it. And count on your gift.
And when you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you're not alone. Sure, you might be alone in your car, your home, or your office, but you're sharing the experience with us and with the other listeners.
So we have a lot in common, don't we? We share values that bind us together. Your support, the big part of what makes this program possible for you and for the community that you share it with. Please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
One thing we share is a love of gardening. We love talking with all the experts that we're able to get on the program today, talking with Tova Martin of The Unexpected Houseplant. I'm certainly learning a whole lot. If you are too, remember you can get The Unexpected Houseplant by Tova Martin for your pledge of $150 or more.
It's by the way, it's a short process for giving. It takes about 2 minutes. You answer some basic questions, name, address, how much you'd like to donate and how you'd like to pay.
And if you've never given before, you know, it really is easy. And we really love bringing new members into the WPR fold. We've had 6 so far this hour. We would love to have more. We're still looking for 49 more pledges in the next 5 minutes or so. Please give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving it to WPR is easy. It takes a dollar or two a week, a few minutes of your time.
And a dollar or two a week adds up to $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you'll enjoy this program and know that you helped pay for it. So make your contribution right now. No time like the present. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please give as generously as you can.
49 more pledges in the next few minutes.
We're stuck
on 49. Help us out right now. Help us make our goal at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Don't forget to ask for The Unexpected Houseplant by Tova Martin with your pledge of $150 or more. The important thing is to pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And please consider becoming a sustainer. Your sustaining membership automatically renews every year, and it breaks your pledge into affordable monthly installments. That's a good thing. It's easy to set up. Great way to make a lasting impact. Give now. You choose the giving method. Maybe you're going to do it as a sustainer. Maybe you're going to do it with your credit card. Whatever works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
A listener from Edgerton said, I love being entertained. I love learning. I love being provoked to think in another direction. I love the smarts, wit, and tact of the radio personalities. Well, we'd love a pledge from you right now to support the smarts, wit, and tact of Larry Mueller. Call 888-202-2552 or pledge at WPR.org.
Please do it right now. We have a few more minutes, a couple more minutes to reach our goal. You can donate now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now. Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this edition of Garden Talk. I'm Larry Mueller with my guest, Tova Martin, author of a number of books, including The Unexpected Houseplant. And I was planning to talk to Judith a little later on in the show, but here she comes wandering in. What's going on?
Wandering in. Well, we have some really exciting news, and I didn't want to wait until later in the half hour to let people know that we have a $2,000 challenge grant from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association.
Wow.
Just for this half hour. So what that means, if you're listening, is that they are offering $2,000, but only if we get at least $2,000 in pledges during this half hour. So we really need your help. We don't want to leave this money on the table. We so appreciate the support of the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. Master Gardeners actually get continuing education credits for listening to Garden Talk. So they really know the value of this program and of Larry. And so we want you to show your support as well. Help us make this challenge. That's at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Again, we have to do that by 12:36. They give us a couple extra minutes. But by 12:36 today, we have to raise at least $2,000 in pledges.
Thank you, Judith.
Sure, I'll be back.
And thanks to the Master Gardeners. Again, that's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. As we visit with Tova Martin about houseplants and her book, it's a wonderful, beautiful book. Ken in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, has been waiting a while, so let's go to Ken right now. How can we help you out, Ken?
Thank you. Great show. And also, I just re-upped my membership.
Perfect.
You guys are great. I have rosemary outside in the garden. It's getting cold. Would like to bring it in for the winter. I tried last year, and it wasn't very successful. Any tips on how, one, can I do it? And second of all, if it's possible, what's the best way of having it live through the year?
Well, you can try. It's one of the hardest houseplants. Rosemary tends to get mildew inside, I've found, and it's hard to see mildew on a rosemary, but it's just a powdery mildew. Just sort of makes the foliage looks a little bit wispy and sad-looking. But what you want to do, let's think positive here. What you want to do is, you want to give it as much sun as you possibly can. That would be a south window. You want to rotate it around as much as you, as often as you can, at least once a week or so. And you want to keep it cool. That's really important. They seem to prefer cool. So closer to the to the window panes might be better. And you want to keep it dry-ish, not, you know, not bone dry, but don't overwater it. That's also really important for it. If you happen to have something like a, you know, they don't need it very warm. So if you happen to have like a breezeway with light, or you happen to have a porch, a screened porch that's barely heated, all those places might be the best place for rosemary when you're bringing it in. Another thing about rosemary is the roots go straight down to China. So what you want to do is you want to give it a deep container, because it will have a lot of roots that go straight down.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ken, and thanks very much for contributing as well. We have $270 raised, by the way, on our way to that $2,000 goal, so keep it coming. And Dolores in Kenosha, your turn. Hi, Dolores.
Oh, good afternoon. My husband and I are sustaining members because the best answer to the question, what kind of a Wisconsin, what kind of a United States do you want to live in, is donating to public radio. Now, that being said, you're welcome. Oh, it's a jewel. At the top of the program, you mentioned heuchera inside, and they have such beautiful colors and the leaves. And I grow them on the north side of my house, but unfortunately, it's a small strip, and I always tell my neighbor I'm growing them for her, which she appreciates. What are you planting for me this year?
Well, heuchera, don't expect to see blossoms, and the blossoms aren't anything to write home about anyway on a heuchera, but the foliage, you know, you can get these wonderful foliar colors, and I find, in general, the ones that work best for me are the darker colored foliage ones, but they you know, they're all more or less successful in the house. They don't need a whole lot of light. You're growing them on the north side outside, and sounds like they're doing great, and your neighbor's giving you the glad hand. But inside, where you can enjoy them, you know, you can either dig a little one up and then put it back in the spring. You can do that, or you can buy one now. On, you know, all the nurseries are having sales in my area, so it's a good time to stock up on things like that. And just give it indirect light. East or west window works great indoors. And keep it as cool as you can, but, you know, they can take it pretty warm. And water it very lightly, and it would be just, you know, a source of beauty and inspiration throughout the winter.
Mm. Oh, that's perfect. We have an old house that is cool and dry.
Perfect.
My plants are my babies that I'm next to here in the south window. The only south window in the house are my cacti. Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Dolores. Thanks very much for calling. Oh, boy. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Kathy in Downsville, your turn. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. What a great show.
Thank
I'm really
you.
Enjoying it. Just cutting
Thank
up
you.
A bunch of tomatoes from the garden.
Wonderful.
Well, I called because I've been keeping Bird of Paradise inside for about 8 years now. My brother-in-law asked me to babysit his plant when he went to Portugal, and I just felt it really needed dividing, so I ended up with a piece. And what I found, which you've talked about already, is that if the roots are really crammed in there, that's when it blooms the best.
It's true. Again, I think we tend to pay too good of a host to these things and these plants, and we give them huge containers. They don't need it. Indoors, they do better with a little less. You know, you don't want to do it to the point where you're watering it every other or needing to water it every other minute. But cramped roots work the best, and it sounds like, have you had flowers on your Bird of Paradise?
Oh, yeah, it just blooms and blooms. Wow. And actually, when it was way too root-bound was the best year I had for blooms. But before I brought it in the following year, it was like you say, I had to water it all the time, and it seemed like, you know, the roots were starting to come out the top. And so my husband held it up, and my granddaughter and I pulled and pulled and tugged and tugged, and I bet it took us 15 minutes to unwind those roots.
Yeah, the roots are like snakes, actually. But, you know, I think you are the typical great gardener, indoor gardener, because it's all about sensitivity, isn't it? And paying attention to the body language of the plant. And you saw that the roots were coming out of the pot. You said, okay, time to take action. So if you're sensitive to plants, I think, why wouldn't you? You know, you're looking at the, you get the most out of them, enjoy them, look at them. And then, you know, listen to what they're trying to tell you.
And for the most part, all I do, I put them outside in the summer in sort of a semi-shady place.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the winter, I used to have them in a south window, and they did bloom the best there. But I just have them in a west window in kind of a dark room. And I would say in about a month, it'll start putting up some flower stalks.
Wow.
Some years, if it's not really continually sending up a flower stalk, then I'll start, you know, putting some really weak solution of Miracle-Gro or something on it every week.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that tends to get it going. Because I really do sort of neglect my plants, so you know, at some point you think, okay, I better feed this one a little bit. But
well, West is wonderful as an exposure in the winter. I found West gets a lot more light than East. I find in the winter.
Oh yeah,
right.
So it's second best to South.
There you go. Thanks, Kathy, for calling. By the way, appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Thank you,
Michael in Milwaukee. Hi, thank you for calling.
Good morning, or good afternoon, I should say. In 2011, I bought a New Guinea impatiens, small plant. I planted it in the garden. I actually had to transplant it outside about two or three times. And then I brought it in the fall. This spring, I planted it back outside, and I just brought it back in the house. Now it's getting pretty big. I've got it in an 8-inch plant. It's about 20 inches across.
Oh, my. Sounds beautiful.
It's a beautiful plant. It hasn't really been blooming over the summer. It got maybe about two little blooms on it. I just wonder if there's any tips that you could give me for maintaining this plant.
Well, it might have a little bit to do. Was it a cool summer there or a hot summer there?
It was a very hot and dry summer.
It was a hot, dry summer. The New Guineas especially like the heat because, you know, they are from New Guinea. They seem to tolerate a little more light than the other impatiens. So it might be a light issue for you. A little more light would give you a little more bloom. Is it getting very, very pot-bound now?
Well, I just put it in a pretty big pot. It's in about an 8-inch pot, and it seems to have plenty of room now that I just brought it in the house.
Mm. Yeah.
So, might be too big a pot.
It might be too large of a pot. Without seeing it, it's hard to tell you whether that's right or not. But, you know, if it continues not to blossom, you might want to downsize it just a little bit. And give it a little more light.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. We had an email from Kathy Tova that I just have to read. A few years ago, I rooted the top of a pineapple and grew it indoors in winter, outdoors in summer, always in the same pot. Late last fall, a small pineapple was produced, grew to the size of a softball, and when it turned yellow, we ate it. Or when it began to turn... She said it was deliciously sweet. I rooted the top, and it is doing well.
Wow.
My husband says if it produces, I will be a grandmother again. she says, I still have the original.
A well-fed grandmother.
Yeah, I still have the original plant, but it looks a little rough. Listen to this. Last week, I found a rooted pineapple top in my compost pile. I've potted it and hope it does as well as the first one.
That's wonderful. Pineapple eaters unite.
I had never tried that. I'm going to have to try to root a pineapple.
Exactly. You know, this is might be a new farming endeavor for us all.
Oh, I tell you, Tova, this is wonderful. You have a wonderful, wonderful book.
Well,
and you know so much.
I'm
really hoping that we can visit with you down the road.
Well, I would love it. And there's so, you know, house plants, outdoor plants, there's so many topics we can talk about. And there's so much we can share as gardeners.
Absolutely. Tova Martin is the author of The Unexpected Houseplant. Just a great book, and what a wonderful person. I tell you, she's so knowledgeable, and it's so much fun talking with her. And it's always fun talking with Judith Sears-Poisson, too, who joins us.
Nice segue there.
Yeah, well, I want to say thanks to everybody who's a sustainer or who's already contributed to our program. As a nonprofit public radio station, we rely on listeners like you for a large portion of our income. And nearly 40%, as a matter of fact. So if you haven't given, now's the time to do it. This is, in fact, your last chance to give during this program.
Yes, it is. And we have this wonderful challenge grant, $2,000 dollar-for-dollar match, Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. So far, we have $930 towards that. So we need a little more than $1,000 for sure in the next 10 minutes to be able to pick up on this challenge grant. And we really don't want to leave that on the table. Alan from Greenfield says, I'm excited about the Master Gardener Matching Fund, and I'm happy to have my donation matched. Well, thank you, Alan, for helping us meet this really exciting challenge. You can join Alan and get your pledge matched dollar for dollar by the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association when you go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Really exciting that seven new members have pledged since noon. So we really love bringing in new members.
Yeah, and we've really enjoyed talking with Tova Martin. She's a wonderful person.
She really is, isn't she?
Oh, and a great book. And I hope you'll take a few minutes now to make this hour and the many hours to come possible. Choose a gift that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, right now, you can get The Unexpected Houseplant by Tova Martin. We've been talking about that. Great book, gorgeous photos. You can get that when you make a pledge of $150. Your donation supports the programs you love, like Garden Talk, and you can also get a nice thank you gift for your pledge of $150 or more. Pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And when we ask for your support, we really are speaking to you. Yes, you.
It's true. Don't look over your shoulder. Don't look at your neighbor or your friend or your dog. You're listening right now. Well, your dog might be too, but you're the one with the thumbs. So we value your support of this program. We rely on you being here for us so we can be here for you.
You count on us. We're counting on you. Listener support is what makes this program possible. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. If you've already pledged, thank you so much. If you haven't pledged yet, now's the time to do it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry and Judith here. And this is really your last chance during this pledge drive to contribute and put a vote in for Garden Talk. It's very important for us, and it will help us meet our challenge grant as well.
It's true. And SM from Brookfield said, I get Master Gardener education hours when I listen to Garden Talk each week. Thank you for that show of support, SM, and for your pledge. But I also want to say that I think every day of the week, we are all getting educated by Larry and his guests. Larry knows so much. And you know what? He knows so much that he can help the guests bring out what they know. So he really makes them feel comfortable. You can hear that. People respond to how friendly and enthusiastic and curious Larry is. Well, we're depending on you to show us your support for Garden Talk. Show your appreciation for Larry. I know you guys love listening to him just like I do. So show your support right now, and you will also get your pledge matched dollar for dollar by the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. $2,000 challenge grant. We have raised $1,125. So there is still room and still time, but not much. So we need your help. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Your turn to put a vote in for Garden Talk here on the Ideas Net. We have hundreds of thousands of people who listen to WPR every week. You listen, so we're asking you to contribute to this group effort of raising money in support of the program.
You know, and if your whole family listens in the car or at home, maybe in the kitchen when you're making dinner together, donate for your whole family. Make it a group effort. We're happy to take your pledge when you go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about why you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio and specifically to this program. Give yourself some time to think about it and make your pledge right now. Make it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Getting closer.
We'd really appreciate you taking that time to think about it, but not too much time. Because
it'll take a lot of time.
Because
no.
If you pledge before 12:36 today, we can make sure we take advantage of this generous matching grant from the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association. You know, whatever your reason is for listening, that's also your reason for pledging. You decide your reason and you decide your amount, and then you have one more choice, and that's whether you're going to make your pledge by going online at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
And if you've been wondering how you can do more for the station that's such a big part of your life, consider making a donation of $1,200. Listener support is crucial to WPR's future. If you'd like to do more than you've done before and you can afford to make a leadership contribution of $100 a month, I hope you'll do that right now. But any amount right now is appreciated at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are really close to making this challenge grant of $2,000 from the Wisconsin Master Gardener Association. You can help put us over the top. Remember, you can get the Unexpected House Plant by Tova Martin for your pledge of $150 or more.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, how you'd like to pay. And whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with anybody else.
Great news, Larry. We made our challenge grant. Thank you
Perfect.
So much. We really appreciate that. Not to be a Debbie Downer at all, but last hour we actually came up quite a few short of our number goal. We wanted 70 pledges and we only got 30 last hour. So, you know, let's take this opportunity. We've got great momentum going. So let's make up a few of those extra pledges. Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world and your state and the community of all of us that call Wisconsin home. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you're saying to yourself, well, I'll pledge next time. There's going to be another one. Well, this is it. Today, this is your last chance to pledge your support for this show during this membership drive. So it's last chance to vote for Garden Talk.
Vote for Garden Talk. Vote for Larry. Vote for all the programs you enjoy between 11 and 12:30 every weekday, and also Garden Talk on Saturday mornings. Don't delay any longer. Join this community of people who come together to make radio worthwhile. You're with us in spirit. Now it's time to be with us financially. Pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Down to the last minute or two of the program. I want to thank everybody who's contributed so far, and certainly thanks. I want to say a big thanks to the Wisconsin Master Gardeners Association for that $2,000 challenge grant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're still low, short of our overall pledge goal for the hour and a half of 90 calls. We're getting close, but we need your help. So,
and if you agree with Carol from Judah, who says, I listen to WPR for interesting shows and great information, and I love Larry's show, then we need to hear from you now. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
We have to go away here, but pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Again, thanks to everybody who has contributed. If you haven't, now's the time to do it. And thank you for listening.